Audio Gravity, 15th of August 2009. It is a slightly overcast, but the sun has come out, and it's glowing in through the window. I've been sitting here in quite a reflective mood actually this morning. I stumbled across some photos of Rob and me in Roswell, which came about from looking at photos of missile silos. That sounds weird, but there's a whole other story about missile silos I could tell you about, but I'll tell you about that some other time. So first link today is over on 6revisions.com. How to create a clean Web 2 style web design in Photoshop. What's really, really nice about this is that the lady who did it has broke it right down into, you know, the basics of how she got started. And what's nice about it is that she does use the 960GS method for the centering of it, for the center and the grid. But it's nice that she shows you how she goes about doing the gradients and, you know, the buttons and the shadows and everything around it, because there's some stuff that I don't actually know in Photoshop. In fact, there's a lot of stuff in Photoshop that I don't know. So I'm very interested in anything to do with Web 2. So it's quite a nice little refresher tutorial to go over. Next link today is over on Mac Themes. Mac Themes have got this section in there regarding Winterboard, which is a application that you can run on your, I was going to say cracked iPhone, but it's a really bad name for it, your modded iPhone. And you can basically apply these icon themes if you've got an application called Winterboard. There's one theme that I particularly like called Tennis, which is a really, really simplistic design, but the icons are really small. And there's quite, I like the idea of all the white space around it rather than the icons that we've got, which are very busy and very sort of overbearing. What he's done is made the icons smaller, cute but smaller, and spaced them out a little bit more, which I really, really like. Next link today is over on supermandolino.com. Extra points for bonus epic name there. These are soft sector, they're €29. Just a few kilobytes of data can hold so many memories. If you still remember paper sticky tabs for write protecting your favorite VGA games, then this colorful nostalgic set is for your desk. The good old days of beeping PCs. So it's a pack of 6 9x9 coasters, and they're designed in the old school floppy disk 5 1/4 days. Oh god, that takes me back to messing around with these big pieces of like plasticky cardboard. I mean, from an eco concern perspective, it must have been so many of those made, and they were crap really when you think about it. And I remember putting them into drives, and you had to pull down this clonking lever to lock it in place. God, how things have changed. Next link today is over on Lamit magazine.com. Fashion, art, design, music, lifestyle, dining, literature, travel, decor, film. A 15-year-old Morgan Stanley intern. Twitter is for old people. Great little report from this guy. He 15 years old and he lives in South London, and he applied to loads of different banks and says he wanted to do a little internship, and he actually got in with Morgan Stanley and got into their web and IT division, and they turned around to him and said, look, you know, why don't you just write a little report on about, you know, what teenagers want, what you think teenagers want. And so he went off, talked to his social network of 300 people, or he got wisdom back from 300 people, and he's written out this amazing report that, you know, places from people from Tokyo, Wall Street and the city, they're all the CEOs and analysts are all poring over his report, like, to see what they'd written about. Just to break it down, some of the bits: radio, with on-stream sites streaming music for free, they do not even bother as services such as Last.fm do this advert-free, and users can choose the songs they want instead of listening to what the radio presenter DJ chooses. Newspapers, no teenagers know that I know of regularly reads the newspaper. Internet, Facebook is the most common, with nearly everyone with an internet connection registered. On the other hand, teenagers do not use Twitter. Music, they are very reluctant to pay for it, having most have never bought a CD. Teenagers from high income families use iPods. Directories, real directories contain letters for builders and florists, which are services that teenagers do not require. They can get the information free on the internet. Viral outdoor marketing. Most teenagers enjoy and support viral marketing. Teenagers see adverts on websites, pop-ups, banner ads as extremely annoying and pointless. Just epic amount of information of stuff that we all take for granted, but you sort of don't understand the perspective of the next generation of digital people coming up, you know, the youngsters coming up. And it's quite refreshing that this 15-year-old lad decided to, you know, put a report together. And I think it'd be great that if we can continually have one of these done, I'd like to see it on a sort of quarterly basis. What teenagers, what people of a certain age range are into. Forget all these stat tracking stuff. Let's have a look at all the ambient stuff that goes on as well. Another link over on Six Revisions today is 25 high quality free fonts for professional designs. Now, I like to constantly go through my font library because there's some crap in there. And I like to clear a lot of them out and replace them with some decent ones. And unfortunately, decent fonts cost a lot of money. So it's nice to get a list of ones that you can get for free that are pretty stylish or stylish enough for you to be able to use in your design. So this is a page linking 25 of them. And some of them are pretty good. Some of them I haven't got, actually. Often TF, I haven't got that one. Last link today, this is really nice. A Baker tweet. Tweet what's fresh. So this is a little device that's been made from the, I think it's Aquilo or Aquindo, or I can never remember the name of the hardware that they use for this, but it's a box which they, so let me backtrack a little bit. So there's a place called the Albion Cafe on Boundary Street in Shoreditch in London, and what happens is they're always baking stuff. So they're either doing cakes or tarts or you know, bread or whatever. And everybody likes to buy that sort of stuff when it's just come out of the oven, so it's nice and hot and fresh. And so the guys approached this Albion Cafe and said, you know, can we put this device in here, which whenever you've finished making or baking a particular thing, just turn the dial and press the button, and it will update live to Twitter that, you know, this fresh stuff has come out of the oven. And so we're starting to see this crossover of technology, lightweight, low power technology, which is just awesome in itself. And then applying, you know, this very simplistic interface. They're just literally, you know, it's not techie at all. They turn a dial, they select what's just been cooked, they press a button, it goes off, sends a tweet. And people who are subscribed to the Twitter feed who are nearby get this message, something's come out, yeah, I'm actually hungry, let's go and get one, it's going to be fresh. I just think there's so many more applications like that we're going to see, where we can get up-to-date notification. We have to remember, it's gone from SMS to a single person that you know about, to SMS to a public broadcast worldwide system, but hyper-local. You can start to do something incredibly powerful with it, you know, instantaneous updates in a local area to drive traffic to this place to buy food. That's pretty epic. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.